结尾的祷告，在这边 the end of the word of prayer。主，愿下午这点时间，我们仍旧聚在你自己的同在里面。
Lord, we still want to come before you, sit at that seat.
因为离开你，我实在不能做什么。
Or apart from you, we can do nothing.
我是没有你的同在，我们的聚会就会空虚。
And Lord, without your presence, this is all empty.
你在聚会中起头
，Lord, may you be the beginning，
也就整个聚会的内容
，and that you be the content of this gathering。
无论我们在这里交通的是多少
，Lord, whatever we share of fellowship，
主啊，让我们能摸到你的同在
，Lord, help us that we may touch your presence，
好叫我们的心灵里面被你自己的满意
，so that our hearts may be filled by your presence。
主，我们实在承认我们不会为你说话。
Lord, we confess and acknowledge that we are unable to speak for you.
我们不仅需要你教导
and we need your teaching.
我们也需要你的灵在我们里面来告我们。
Furthermore, we need the anointing of your Holy Spirit.
我们恭敬把下午的时间交给你的恩手。
And hence, Lord, we commit this time in the afternoon into your hands.
因为我们说的、听的都有自由的灵。
And Lord, give us a liberty in spirit, whether we speak or listen.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
And Lord, from our heart we worship.
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督祷告的
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 当我们交通到这个做主的出口这件事的时候
When we talk about becoming the mouthpiece of the Lord,
我们可以看见我们的性格在为主说话的替主说话的事情上面也有很大的影响
And we saw how our character and personality would affect the outcome of the word.
有一些弟兄姊妹是性格上就是很不喜欢说话
And many brothers and sisters by nature do not like to speak.
所以要叫他讲道交通啊，那很困难
And it is difficult for them to share or to speak.
但是有的人呢，这个天生的性格就很喜欢讲话
But some others by nature like to talk.
许多人感觉说呢，对这些人来讲呢，好像这个讲道是很容易的一件事。
And hence for them, it seems to be easier.
我想弟兄姊妹，这个呢都是两个很大的极端。
I think these are really just two extremes.
不错的，神造我们呢，神希望我们呢能够作为他的一个出口。
It is true that God wants us to be His mouthpiece.
所以神呢给我们每一个人呢。都造了灵，造了思想，造了口。
Because the Lord created the spirit, He made the mouth and the mind.
所以呢，似乎可以说任何一个人都可以替神说话。
And we can almost say that everyone can be a mouthpiece for the Lord.
但是经过过去两个下午我们交通过之后
，But after going through what we talked about the last couple of afternoons,
可能我们有些弟兄姊妹感觉说，哎呀，这个。做神的出口是很困难的。
Maybe we have a sense that it is rather difficult to speak for the Lord.
是的，从一面来讲的话呢，要替神说话的确是十分的困难。
On the one hand, it is true, it is hard.
但从另外一面来讲的话呢
，But from another side,
在原则上来讲，似乎又很容易的。
On the other side, it seems to be rather easy.
因为我们讲过呢。神在里面说，我们在外面说嘛。
Because God speaks within and we can speak it up.
假如今天我请一个弟兄去帮我转一句话，那他觉得很
容易。And for someone to deliver a message for us, it's rather easy.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们要知道，一个人要替神说话。
But brothers and sisters, for someone to speak on behalf of the Lord.
如果我们能遵循过去两个下午我们所讲到的这些的原则的话呢，
if we follow the principles that we talked about.
我们就有路可寻吧。
It seems to be a way for us to go on.
当然，在这个讲话里面呢，这个程度不一样。有的人讲的，这个更清楚、更明亮。
And of course, the delivery has different degrees. Some are very clear and have light.
可能有的是我们讲的话呢，我们讲的比较浅了，对吧
？And maybe some will be rather shallow or simple.
但是无论怎么样，你是否循着这个原则在神跟前的话呢，你总是多多少少可以替神说一点。
But as long as we follow these principles, there is a way for us to go.
所以我们必须知道，一个人呢要替神说话的时候，那就说必须呢。神有话要说
But first of all, we know for someone to speak, we must understand that God has something to say.
然后呢，我们在神的跟前呢，哈，那么我们呢这一面呢所负的责任啊，我们要遵循一点这个属灵上的原则。And
our responsibility on this side is to follow the spiritual principle.
因为今天有些弟兄姊妹有一个错误的观念。
Now there are some brothers and sisters who hold to this erroneous.
我们觉得，尤其在今天地上的教会普遍的这种错误的观念。And
the prevalent condition is that many hold to this erroneous concept.
我们觉得一个人呢，他有口才。And
we feel that if someone has eloquence,
然后的话，加上他有丰富的知识。And
if he has full of, if he is full of knowledge,
那我们就可以。
Then this person can preach a sermon.
但是这个只能从圣经里面看,
but if we go back to the scriptures,
讲道了不是口才和知识的问题,
to preach is not just a matter of eloquence of speech or knowledge. And it has to do, first of all, with the spirit of the man.
要能替神说话,
to speak. On behalf of the Lord, it must begin with the spirit of man. Yesterday we mentioned that there are three things that must be coordinated well in order for us to speak. First of all, God gave us the spirit.
然后神也给我们有思想,
and God gave us the mind.
然后神给我们有口,
and the mouth.
所以做一个神的出口啊, 这三件事情是非常重要的。
To be the Lord's mouthpiece, these three things are important.
那我们知道, 谈到灵的话呢, 我们知道弟兄姊妹们个人灵里面的光景都有点不太一样。
Concerning the spirit, the condition of each one is different.
所以灵里面的这个quality啊，这个品质啊, 也决定你今天在神跟前讲道的时候，这个 能够把主的话发表出来的到底有成分多少。
And the quality affect how effective you deliver God's word.
我们说这灵里面有三个重要的部分。
We mentioned the three important parts of the spirit.
我们讲到良心。
We talked about conscience.
那圣经告诉我们需要有清洁的良心。
The scripture says we have to have a clean conscience.
一个为一个替神说话的人，他必须有清洁的良心。
The spokesperson for the Lord must have a clean, pure conscience.
良心不清洁啊。 你就替神说话是一个很大的问题。
Without that, there is a problem.
然后呢，这个灵里面有交通，
and in spirit there is communion of fellowship.
我们知道我们要跟神之间呢有不间断的这种交通。
And we know that we need continual fellowship and communion with the Lord.
然后还有所谓的直觉，
and then there's intuition.
那你觉得你里面需要有敏锐的这个属灵的感觉。
And that is, you need to have a sharp sense of spiritual things.
所以你这个灵里面的光景呢，如果这个情况是好的，
and so if the condition of the spirit is right,
然后再加上你的思想啊，你的思想经过圣灵的更新，
and then on top of that, you have a clear mind.
那神赐给你合适的话语，
and renewed mind, the Lord gives you suitable words.
那么这样的话，你构成了一个哈。 为神说话的器皿的一个基本的条件。
And these three together gives you the condition to speak for the Lord.
所以不像今天呢，在一般的情况里面，应该大家觉得说这个讲道从口才的问题，所以呢，我们需要用很多讲道法。
And so you find that this is different from the prevalent view that you only need eloquence and knowledge.
我们怎么样来训练一个人，那么替神说话？
And the general feeling is we can train someone to be good in speech.
但是多半这些训练都比较注重外表的东西。
And you find that most of the training concerns external.
比较注重外表知识的东西多。
Talk about knowledge and certain methods.
这样一弄的话呢，我们就发现在教会里面呢，反而神的话少了。
And the end result, however, is that God's word is rare.
人的话变得多了。
Man's word are plenty.
人的知识的东西变得多了。
Plenty of human knowledge.
所以我想在开头的时候呢，我再把这个点呢，再稍微的这样加重的说一下。And
so I felt I need to re-emphasize this important point.
然后下午呢，我想我们在这里哈，我们讲一点点这个话语运用的这些学习。
Now this afternoon, we'd like to look at some of the lessons in applying.
我想这里还有一些点是我们需要在读经注意的
The word, and there are several points that we need to pay attention to.
我想首先在这里要再提醒一个重要的点
Let me mention one important point first.
就是您在讲之前的要先学会听
And that is before you speak, you must first learn to listen.
如果你不会听，你就不会讲。
And if you're unable to listen, then you cannot speak.
我们都知道聋子就是哑巴
And we know that those who are deaf are dumb also.
这个聋子因为从来他就没有听见过声音，所以呢，他就不会讲话。
Because the deaf could not hear sound, and therefore they don't know how to speak.
所以第一件事情呢，你里面的耳朵应该常常能够听见什么声音。
And hence, our spiritual ear should hear God's voice always.
学音乐的人都知道
And those who study music know
一个好的音乐家呢必须有一个好的耳朵
A good musician needs good ears
这耳朵不好的话是不能做音乐家的
And without that it's hard to be a good musician
我曾经学一点点唱歌时候老师就讲说 你要会唱你要会听
And I remember a voice teacher said that for you to sing well, you must listen well.
你不会听的话，你根本不会唱。
If you can't hear well, then you don't know how to sing.
今天我们在做神的出口事情也是一样，就第一个你需要会听。
And to be a spokesperson for the Lord, number one, we need to know how to listen.
第一个我们要先听神的声音。
And first and foremost, we need to hear God's voice.
另外呢，我们在听到的时候啊，弟兄姊妹们，你也要学会听。
And also when you're listening to a message, you need to know how to listen.
我觉得啊。 今天呢，我们在教会里面呢，这个经常听到，对不对？
I feel that today in the church, we have lots of messages.
我发现真正会听到的人也不多。
But those who really know how to listen to these messages are few.
我们今天呢，人呢，有的时候会养成坏习惯，听到是喜欢听故事、比喻、笑话。
And we've been accustomed to some bad habits. That is, we like to hear something that's funny.
我们对这些道的这一个标准呢，是看他呢这个讲道是讲的我们这个听起来是多么有趣。
And oftentimes we judge by how humorous or interesting that message is.
请你原谅我这样说啊。
Forgive me for saying that.
有的很多有趣的道在我们身上不一定有用。
Many interesting messages are not necessarily effective.
好听，听完了什么都没有。
And after you listen to it, nothing is left.
所以弟兄姊妹们，第一件事情我们需要学会听。
And so brothers and sisters, number one, we need to know how to listen.
那么在这一切信息的里面，我们要听神的声音。
And in these messages, we need to learn to hear God's voice.
这是今天要作为神的出口第一个重要的，该在我们面前的学习。
And this is the foremost lesson for those who are to be spokesperson.
那么第二件事情，secondly, 就是。 在使徒行传第6章第4节里面，是大家很熟悉的圣经。
And in Acts chapter 6 verse 4,
彼得说我们要专心祈祷传道为止。
And Peter said that we need to pay attention to ministry of the word and prayer.
那就说当你要为神替神说话的时候，你怎么样？你要首先一个学习在神面前多有祷告。
And with that. Tell us this, number one, to be a spokesperson, you need to pray. We know the scope of prayer is broad.
这次下午呢，我们也有一个专题是讲祷告。
And you know there's another workshop that talks about prayer.
但是呢，我们在这里呢，讲这个祷告是特别跟这个讲道，或者话语的直系有关系。But
here, prayer has to do with the ministry of the word.
我记得我年轻的时候啊，
I remember when I was young.
那些年长弟兄们呢，他们这个帮助我。
Elderly brothers were helping us.
有一个弟兄说，
one brother said,
他说如果你讲1个钟头的道，
and he said, if you preach for an hour,
你至少要有4个钟头的祷告，
and you should have at least 4 hours of prayer behind you.
当然这个也不是圣经的标准。
Now of course this may not be standard from the scripture.
这是他个人在主面前的一个学习。
And that's his own opinion.
但是无论怎样， 你祷告的时间要比你讲道的时间要长，这个是。
No matter what, you also spend more time in prayer than your message.
现在我们发现的有很多情况是这样，很多弟兄凭着他的口才，他根本都不祷告。
And what we find is many people just speak because of their own ability.
我们看见当初的使徒们不是，他们把祷告。 摆在他们讲话之前。
But the early apostles were not like that. They paid much attention to prayer.
我们知道这个祷告跟我们这个跟我们在神跟前的这个即时说话有非常密切的关系。
And we know prayer has much to do with delivering God's
word. 我想这里有几个简单的点我也提一下。
Now here there are a few points that I'd like to mention.
当然了，祷告第一件事情，第一个意义就是你进到神的跟前。
And of course, the number one meaning for prayer is we come into God's presence.
我们需要神的同在。
We need His presence.
如果没有神的同在，我们不能做什么呢
？Without His presence, we cannot do anything.
然后第二方面呢
？Secondly,
祷告就是呢，预备自己呢，准备接受圣灵在我们里面的启示。
In prayer, we prepare ourselves to receive revelation from the Holy Spirit.
如果没有启示，我们就没有光，也没有话语可以释放。
And without revelation, we have no light to impart.
那第三方面呢
？Thirdly，
我们祷告呢是寻求替神说话，而不是要说自己的话。
And we pray by seeking God's word, not our own.
所以我们这个祷告呢，不是说在讲道之前做个样子而已。
And so this prayer is not just for show.
啊，不是说我现在讲到了，我祷告一下，这个好像是一个形式，不是的。
And it is not just the form that we do.
真正进到神面前祷告，我们来说主啊，我不讲自己的话，我希望讲你的话。
Prayer that truly comes before the Lord are ones where you seek God to speak.
第四方面 ，fourthly， 就是这个祷告呢，那是要对付我们那个说话的欲望。
And prayer deals with the lust to talk.
哦，因此呢，有的时候有人不讲话，但有的人呢，这个讲起话来呢是没完没了。
And you see some people who usually don't talk, but as soon as they begin, they will never stop.
就站上讲台了，就是。我机会我可抓住了
and you once give them the topic and they wouldn't let go
然后拼命地讲一直讲讲个没完没了
and then they just keep going
也是有讲话的欲望
and some have the lust to talk
我们怎么对付这个欲望呢
and how do we deal with that
所以你在讲话之前需要好好的祷告
and we need prayer
我们祷告说主啊求你切断我们里面那个讲话的欲望
and ask the Lord to cut that desire out
好叫圣灵的启示引导我们的思想
So that the Holy Spirit may lead the thought.
那我们的思想可以控制我们的言语
In our mind, so that our mouth may be controlled.
那祷告还有一个重要的点呢
There's another point for prayer.
因为我们知道有的时候这个为替神说话
You know, sometimes when we speak,
我们有很大的压力
There is a great deal of pressure.
也是非常的紧张
There's just,
有的时候有的人这个自觉感很重
And some are very self-conscious.
尤其像我这样的人自觉感非常重
and I'm one of those
我也是读到这个宾路易斯摩传记
and one time I read the biography of Jesse Ken Lewis
我在得罪安慰
and I was comforted
他这么大的恩师原来他自觉感也很重
and she was so gifted but yet she was also self-conscious
他的传记里面告诉我他说他对这个自觉感叫他里面真是叫他苦得不得了
and her self-consciousness made her suffer
弟兄姊妹们，也许我们都有这种性格上面的这种的软弱，对吧
？And I think all of us more or less have these weaknesses in our personality traits.
我有一次去请教江弟兄
，And I remember one time I went to seek help from Brother Kong.
我说你有没有这个自觉感
？I asked him, Do you have this self-conscious?
他说有哦
，And he said yes.
那我说你怎么对付这件事情呢
？And I asked him, How do you deal with it?
他说弟兄啊，多祷告，多祷告。
And he said, Brother, prayer, prayer, prayer.
我也很羡慕的，有的人没有自觉感。
You know, I admire some of those who don't have this.
我们知道这些世界上这些演员呢，当演员的人，他们就是没有这个自觉感。
You know, many good actors, they don't have this self-conscious.
你叫他起来唱，他马上就唱。
And you ask them to come up and perform something, they can do it right away.
我这个也是学唱歌学了好几年，人家说，哎，你看我哥哥，哎呀。还是唱不出来。
For me, even if I've learned to sing for many years, someone asked me, I don't know how to do it.
像有的人呢，你讲他马上他就去唱了。
But some, you ask them, you hint to them, then they will come up.
你要他叫他讲，任何时候站起来他就可以讲了。
And they can do it at any moment's notice.
但是对有些人有这些方面难处的人来讲的话
，But for those who have difficulty with this area,
因此呢，你能胜过这些性格上的难处，你就靠祷告。
And the only way to overcome these weaknesses is through prayer.
我的姊妹最小的，这个有的时候讲到的时候特别。这些年长弟兄姊妹坐在底下，哎呀，我就紧张得不得了。
And my wife knows me well that when there are elderly brothers sitting I would be extremely nervous.
所以他有一次他替我跑去跟家里讲，他说你坐在家，他说这个果多啊，讲一篇道，这个细胞吐了几万遍。
And one time, she went to say to Brother Tom that every time you sit there, my brother would lose many many brain cells. And
弟兄姊妹们，我们胜过这些性格上的难处，是靠的祷告。
To overcome these personality traits, we need prayer.
这里哈，我也告诉弟兄姊妹们一个秘诀。
Now let me also share with you a secret.
我们在服侍主的事情上面
，in this matter of serving the Lord,
有一个重要的经历。
There is an important experience.
如果我们能略略有一点操练的学习，对我们未来的服侍有很大帮助。
And if we pursue in this area, it will help us a great deal.
这个就是 let go, let go.
And that lesson is letting go.
我们知道这个 let go 这个经历啊，最早呢，大概是从那个芬乃人的，芬乃人他一本小书叫做 Let Go。
And I think this experience began with a brother named Fenelon.
我们知道这是奥义派的弟兄们他们在从那些里面操练。
And he was one of the mystics, and he pursued in this area.
这个 let go 这个字哈，中文呢不太好翻译。
To translate to Chinese, this word letting go is not
easy. 这个字意思好像意思说呢，你交松，你放松。
And it carries the meaning of being loose. Or committed to someone else.
当然都包括这个意义在里面。
And it contains the meaning.
我这个从我年长的姊妹，那么稍微学了一点这方面的功课。
And I learned a little on this area from a sister.
所以后来我就觉得这个对我实在是很大的帮助。
And I discovered this helped me a great deal.
我想我把这个经历呢给弟兄姊妹们再稍微说一下。
And so let me share with you a little bit on this.
我记得1984年的时候
，I remember in 1984，
当然比现在年轻的多啊。
And of course, I was much younger than now.
有一弟兄呢介绍我呢到新加坡去，交通。
A brother invited me to share in Singapore.
因为在这之前呢，我讲到呢聚会的人都很少，听说是最多五六十个人。
And prior to this, my experience has been only speaking to maybe 50 people or so.
那我去之前，一个年长兵跟我讲，他说他们新加坡聚会大概有1000人。
And before I went, a brother told me that they have about 1,000 people in the congregation.
哎呀，我一听说1000人，我就开始紧张了。
And when I heard that, I began to be very nervous.
我站在这么多人面前讲过道
，that I never stood before so many people.
就那几个月哈。哎呀，我简直坐立难安了。
And so those few months, I was absolutely restless.
我想对五六十人讲道很简单了。
And I thought that before 50 or 60, that's not too bad.
好像你烧饭饼要吃，烧给五六十人吃，跟烧给1000人吃是一样。
It's like preparing food for 50, for 1,000, huge difference.
所以我想1000人要预备几个大道才行。
And as for 1,000 people, I must have some big messages. So I was preparing these great messages.
这个心里蹦蹦跳，不晓得这个情况怎样。
And my heart was pounding away.
因为那个地方弟兄姊妹，我从来没见过面，是陌生人。
And another reason was I never met them before.
这是非常
紧张。Very nervous.
但是我去之前呢，我先到台北。
But before getting there, I went by Taipei.
那我到台北的时候呢，那我见了这位年长的姊妹。
And I met this elderly sister.
感谢主，我们坐在那个房间里面，稍微有一点点的交通。
And we stand in the room and we had some fellowship.
那我跟他主要谈到是关于这个所谓 abiding 的问题，这个所谓住在主里面这个住的问题。
And was asking her concerning the matter of abiding.
然后呢，一同一点交通一点祷告
，and we shared and we prayed.
他在那里重新提醒我
，and she reminded me.
他说：“弟兄，你今天无论在什么聚会的里面
，and she said, brother, no matter what occasion you are in,
你要用你的信心相信圣灵在这里的带领
，and you must trust by faith that the Holy Spirit is there.
对你自己来讲，你要 let go.
And so.Because of that, you need to let go.
And so when she said, let go.
And I was reminding myself to let go.
You were doing
it without prayer.
The
third and worst, and he has prepared this much, he had to
get
prepared. There were a few elderly brothers who've been
with him. 圣徒的体统。
When we are partakers of God's holiness.
他的意思是说，你的说话还跟世界的人之间有分别。
And what that means is there is a distinction between you and the rest of the world.
所以呢，在这里我们也建议，在我们的交通或者讲道里面，绝不使用一些粗俗低级的例子或者笑话。
And so in our preaching, we need to stay away from vulgar language.
啊，不是说为了要逗弟兄姊妹笑一下，我们故意讲个笑话。
And so we should avoid just to insert a humorous word.
神对耶利米有一句话，我们觉得可以作为我们的一个参考。
And I think God.Word to Jeremiah.
你看耶利米书第十五章第十九节有这样的话
，It can help us. In Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19,
这个中间的那句话
，and this sentence in the middle of that verse,
他说：“你若将宝贵的和下贱的分别出来，你就可以当着我的口。”
Here it goes. And if you extract the precious from the worthless, you will become my spokesman.
我们知道什么是宝贵的，什么是低贱。
We need to know what is precious and what is worthless.
做神的口的人呢、啊，你不可以把那些低贱粗俗的东西呢，把它摆在你的讲道里面。
And God's spokesperson should avoid worthless things.
但是呢，是不是讲道都是一件很严肃呢
？But does that mean when we think it's always so serious?
也不尽然。
Not necessary.
我们。有的时候稍微幽默一下的话呢，也不是什么错。
I think humor can be effective at times，
但是最好是幽默，还是不要滑稽的。
Humorous but not
好，幽默可以啊，但是呢不要这个弄得很滑稽。
这里。对，英文的那对。
我实在发现今天啊，在有的情况里面，真的是教育里面，感觉心里很难过。
And sometimes I feel sad.
有的传道的人呢，就是喜欢呢把那个气氛弄得这个很轻松啊。
And some preacher like to create a very relaxed atmosphere.
讲到了，尽量全是笑话和滑稽的。
And so they tend to use a lot of jokes.
我记得好多年前我曾经参加一次聚，那个弟兄是好口才啊。
And one time I went to a meeting, and this guy is very gifted in speech.
那个聚会从头笑到尾啊。
And the people were laughing from beginning to end.
我坐在两个姊妹的后面。
And I was sitting behind two sisters.
那两个姊妹笑啊笑啊笑，那都要钻到椅子底下去了。
And the sisters were laughing so hard they fell from their seats.
讲完当时我说，哎呀，今天真好啊。
And afterwards they said, oh, this is great.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道今天有很多这些道是满足人的魂里面的感觉。
And you see, these messages usually fulfill the desire in the soul.
怎么欢乐一场之后呢？什么都没有，是空的，林里面空空洞洞。
And because I asked the laughing, the spirit is still empty.
我们觉得今天这些东西也破坏了神儿女那个属灵的这个听觉。
And I feel that this also damages.The sense of hearing in God's truth.
所以说幽默可以，但是不要滑稽。
And so humorous is good, but not the.
还有你用词用语啊，这个要合适，但是不要俗气的。
And the wording needs to be suitable, but not too common.
Wordless 世俗化。这个有的以为说我们运用的世界上这些话也不错，我觉得有的时候我们需要在神面前注
意。And some say that we just use ordinary slang, but sometimes it's not suitable.
所以有人告诉我们说，圣经的本身的用，尤其中文的用语啊，当初他们翻译圣经的时候呢，用得很严谨。
And you find the Chinese translation when they were using words, they were careful.
啊，圣经比方说形容一个人很好看，就俊美，是吧
？And when the scripture describes someone looking good, they use a different word.
他不用漂亮。
And they don't just use some common words.
我们说我们的主非常美丽。
And when we say the Lord is beautiful,
如果说我们的主好漂亮，那这个听起来感觉就不大对。
you can just say, oh, the Lord is pity, and that's different. And it's harder to find that in English.
So, 类似的这一种的字眼啊, 这个不是可以随便的运用。
And so, our vocabulary needs to be controlled.
而运用的合适。
And you need to use them appropriately.
我甚至常常感觉有的弟兄们这样的说法, 不过这个是我个人的意见。
And now, this is my own personal view.
我说主所做的真是何等的美好。
And when we say, oh, what the Lord has done is truly beautiful.
有的人就说主做的真棒啊，真棒。
And say, some say, well, what the Lord has done is great.
这个也不是说什么错，但是总是感觉上好像比较世俗化。
I should say that, what the Lord has done is truly cool.
像这些的用词用语的，我们在主跟前需要这个很谨慎。
And so, how we use these words, we need to be careful.
我可以这样说，如果你在这话语上面呢，如果你这样的不谨慎的话呢，你们为主说话的程度恐怕到一个程度再上不去。
And if we don't pay attention to this, then we might only be used by the Lord to some degree.
你想要再多能被主用一点的话呢，可能就非常困难。And
to go beyond becomes difficult.
也许你讲这些话呢，你这个人可以变得非常的popular，就是变得到处受欢迎。You
might gain some popularity with certain words, but
但是我们可能呢，不是神真正的仆人。But
we may not become true servants.
不是真正神的出口。
May not become true spokesman.
所以我这个也是提出来做参考。
So again, these are for your reference.
第四件事情啊，就是呢，我们讲话的时候呢，这个声音要明亮清楚。
And when we speak, our voice must be clear.
这个今天你在为主说话的事情上面来讲到，这个也很重要。
So to speak for the Lord, this is important.
我们中间在有些弟兄们讲话的时候，那个声音之小啊，我的耳朵不大好，所以有时候听就很觉得吃力。And
many brothers have a small voice, and it's hard for me to listen.
所以讲话至少大家听得清清楚楚。And
so when you speak, at least everybody's
able to hear. 一种在主面前的一点点操练。And
so again, this is something we need to learn.
还有圣经中的话，那些话。 你不太会懂得的字，你事先要把它翻字典呢，把它最好弄清楚。
And another thing is, some words in the scripture, if you don't understand it, look it up.
我常常听很多弟兄姊妹讲到这个腓立比书里面讲到说这个弯曲悖谬的时代，它是弯曲驳谬，驳谬驳谬，这个字里面事先没把它弄清楚。
And in the Chinese translation, there's different words for crooked age.
所以这个虽然是个很小的事情，有时候也稍微注意一下。And
these are small things, but we do need to pay attention to detail.
那还有最后一个点。And
one last one.
就是我们如果真正有站讲台的机会的话
，And if you are presented an opportunity to stand on the pulpit,
我们尽量的是这个仪态呢稍微的端庄一点吧。And
your posture, you need to pay attention.
而且你这个穿着不要太古怪。And
also your attire, don't be too strange.
你这个一穿着古怪，人家是不听你的道，就看你的那个穿衣服去了。And
if you wear something unconventional, people's attention are drawn to your clothing.
有的人分辨说，那你看旧约的先知不是个个都很古怪吗？
And you may retort and say, look at the Old Testament prophet.
这个施洗约翰呢，穿肉不过头毛的衣服，腰束皮带这样。And
look at John the Baptist, the camel's hair and
感谢神。
And let us out.
耶稣告诉我们说，
And Jesus said,
先讲道到约翰为止。
The prophet John the Baptist.
那今天呢，你不要学着古代的先知们啊，那个很古怪的，那不行，因为他们是有特别的一种用意在。And
so don't imitate the prophets of old. They were special meaning.
实在有的时候太过古怪了，是。 把正面属灵的东西呢，都有点破坏。
And if you wear something very unconventional, you may destroy some spiritual value.
我这些年看见最古怪的就是一个姊妹啊，讲到。
And what I saw really strange recently was a sister.
她这个穿得像花蝴蝶一样。And
she wore something like a ballet dancer.
流水袖啊，中国人那个流水袖。And
has these things that drapes from the arm.
他上台的时候这样子，
When she go up to the protest, she does that. And American brothers have very interesting when they saw that and they applaud it. And yes, she was a powerful speaker. Thinking back, I still feel uncomfortable. Be normal. Don't draw attention to your
clothes. 还有一个点，就是当我们在讲道时候呢，态度上稍微谦和。
And also when we speak, our attitude should be marked with humility.
我也从一个年长的弟兄啊，得到这样一点点的帮助。
And I got some help from another elderly brother.
他说你讲道应该多讲我们。
And when you preach, use the word us or we.
讲道是不要你怎么样，你们怎么样啊？这个好像你很圣洁公义。
And try to avoid you, as if you are apart or over above them.
所以最好是多讲我们，把自己包括在内。
So include yourself, use the word us or we.
还有呢，就是说哈，在讲台上面讲到的不要太多的表演。
And don't show off.
我们的手势啊，面容啊，都稍微注意一下。
And pay attention to how you use your hands and what your facial expression.
我不晓得是不是这个时代的这个情况是这样。
And I don't know if this is a sign of the time.
越来越有很多人喜欢在台上表演。
And many people like to perform on
stage. 这种的表演呢、啊，这种过度夸张的情况，把你为主说话的整个情况完全破坏。
And these kind of showmanship, I feel it destroys the message.
所以我们态度上尽量自然一点
，and so be natural。
啊，我想这些呢，是我给大家一点的参考了。
And so I gave this as a reference.
我想，大概来讲，我们在话语的运用上面啊，那么就我个人所能有的学习和点领会呢，我把这些点呢，那么提出来跟大家从。
And so what I mentioned are something that I have learned, and something that I came across.
我相信在座的很多弟兄。尤其弟兄们呢、啊，有很多的经验，那或许你们还有其他的点也可以加上来，或许弟兄姊妹有些什么样的问题，在这个时候也可以提出来。
I think many brothers have good experience and we can share some, and some may raise some questions.
啊，不一定我回答啊，那么在座也还有弟兄们有经验也可以稍微做回答。
And I don't have to answer. I think many can answer those questions too.
好。我们下面的时间就开放给大家
And so we'll open the remaining time to everyone.
不晓得有没有哪位弟兄，罗弟兄，你要不要再帮助我们一点？
我的吴
汉先，
我的汉先
，Eric， 志玄，我们这都常常在讲台的人，应该很多经验，可以给我们一点帮助。前面盛翔、金牌，啊，或者其他弟兄们啊，弟兄姊妹，
啊 ，anyone else？
哦，也许我这两天呢讲得太严肃了，大家都不敢讲话。
Maybe rate stand too high, you're all afraid.
我们抓住这个机会，好吧？还有半个钟头的时间啊，请大家不要吝啬把你的感觉。
And let us make use of the time.
那郑小先好，郑小你先交通一点，然后我们下面请志雄上来交通一点，这样的，你先，这个金牌也可以，金牌，或者弟兄姊妹什么问题先提好，简单的问题。
哦，主要是这是一些 questions 啊 ，I don't wait for them，
请发问
，feel free to raise。
跟弟兄那边昨天提到说话用灵把话给推出来哈、啊，那不知道这个灵的操练这个点上可以有没有什么秘诀可以帮助我们年轻弟兄姊妹学习？
A brother was asking that yesterday brother Tim shared about pushing the word out with the spirit, and our brother was asking how do we do that, and we shared more on this.
Well, 我在这里哈、啊，给弟兄们一点建议。
And I give you some suggestions.
第二个这句话是吴托生弟兄讲的。
And because Brother Lee said that.
他有一本书叫做话语的执事。
And he has this book called The Ministry of the Word.
他关于这个点他有很详尽的一个讲论。
And I think he went in detail on this matter.
我建议弟兄姊妹走。
And I suggest you go and read that.
我们的弟兄讲得非常非常的清楚。
And Brother was rather clear on this.
他提到我们灵的各方各面。
And he talked about various aspects of our spirit.
特别在为主说话的事情，替主说话的事情上面，这个灵的光景非常非常重要。
And especially the condition of spirit in delivering God's word.
我想我在这里重复他的话，大家去读好。
And so I would not repeat, I just suggest you go and look.
因为那个更完整。
I think that gives a more complete picture.
祷告是不效果的。
Brother Sun mentioned the importance of prayer. What do you pray about when you pray? And secondly, sometimes when a brother was praying, messages continued to come into his mind, and all he was doing was taking notes. And really, he didn't spend much time praying. And that what he found is after he stopped, you know, what he has in front of him is a message. Brother said that this is, I guess, a normal condition. And there are times when you pray, the Lord inspires you, and you remain in the Spirit and write those down.
And
I experienced that also.
这里弟兄写了一个问题，就是关于姊妹讲道的问题。
And here, there's a question concerning women speaking in the church.
他说，古代妇女可以站讲台吗？
And in the old days, can women stand on the pulpit?
旧约圣经里面姊妹讲道的例子啊。
Are there any examples in the Old Testament?
这女先知，先知们。
Prophetess.
那底波拉这个为神说话。
Deborah，他说啊，他们是不是要蒙头？ And then the second part is, do they need to have their head covered?
因为圣经里面好像没有这些记载。
And the scriptures.
那现在妇女如何呢？
And how about now?
那我想新约时代就比较容易，因为神的话很清楚啊，姊妹如果有机会。
讲道中，是这样把头。And I think the New Testament is rather clear when the sister speaks, her head needs to be covered.
也有人说，这个保罗明讲，姊妹在会中要闭口不言，不可以讲道。Now
some has quoted Paul saying women ought to be silent in the congregation.
这个争论很大，现在的争论很大。And
so there's a great debate on this matter.
我这件事情我曾经请问年长弟兄。
And concerning this, I once asked elderly brothers.
因为我自己里面我的感觉呢，我觉得，姊妹们应该是可以讲道的。Personally,
I think women can speak.
所以我寻求印证的，年长就是说，他也不反对。And
confirmed this with elderly brother, and he said he's not against it.
不过呢，我在这里有一点点这个原则。
But there is some principles.
就是姊妹一般来讲，在聚会里面呢，闭口不言是正常的。
That for sisters to be silent is a normal condition. For sisters to preach, that's usually
unusual. And
John says the Holy Spirit is like the wind blows, and we cannot limit him.
如果在教会历史上大家严格遵守这样的一个情况的话，我们很大的损失的。
And if we are trying to limit him, then it will be our loss.
你看，宾利师母，如果他不讲话的话呢，他不讲道，那我们今天在关于十字架的真理的认识上面来讲的话呢，那我们会很大的损失。And
if our sister Penn Lewis kept silent, then we will lose so much on this matter of the cross.
所以，姊妹，除非主有给你特别的感动。
And so for sisters, if the Lord moves
you,
and of course, we have our heads covered before Christ.
And
so, briefly answer that one. Oh, here we go. Hi. And a brother was asking the pulpit, should it be open to everyone, or maybe on occasion?
我想教会的讲台哈，这不是开放与不开放的问题。
I think this is not a matter of opening or not opening.
因为教会的讲台呢，连真正的讲是传递神话语的地方。
And I think the pulpit is a place for God's word may be delivered.
只要有人能把神的话语传递出来，那个人就可以上台。
I think if someone has the word from the Lord, he should be able to speak.
我今天的确啊。 我们在目前在地上的教会有很大的困难。
It is true to practice this is difficult.
因为为神做出口的人中间太混杂了。
Because there is much confusion among God.
所以教会里面的负责弟兄们呢，必须在神的跟前呢，很严格的让人把守。
And so responsible brothers need to guard this.
耶路撒冷呢，是有墙有门的城。
And Jerusalem is a city with walls.
有什么东西是不应该让它进来的，也可以进来的。
Some things are allowed, some things are not allowed to come in.
这个中间呢，这个是有很大的一个讲究。
And so there is a lot here.
还有问题吗？我们不要把我们几位青年弟兄们啊，有感动的起来，这个交通点。
So let's not confine ourselves to questions. If you are
willing
to
just
use the time.
Okay.
I think the important thing to notice is that the ministry of the word is not a totality of every of all the ministry. The ministry of the word is only a small part of the ministry of the church.
话语的执事是教会身体执事中很小的一部分。
It is important, but we should not overemphasize.
我们很重要的不要过分强调。
Because proper ministry is not the end, but the building of the body of Christ. That is the progress.
因为讲台的执事并不是我们的目的，建立基督的身体才是真正的目的。
So the ministry work is simply a process. The work towards something.
所以话语的执事乃是为了要达到某一件事中间的一个过程。
The meaning is not the end.
它乃是那个方法而不是目的。
And so the end is the preparation of life for Christ.
它的目的乃是为着基督预备心腹。
And also, preaching, the way I understand it, is in a way to magnify the Lord.
照着我所领会、所明白的，讲道 乃是高举基督
is to declare his greatness
乃是宣告他的伟大
so that is very important
所以弟兄姊妹们这是非常重要
so when we share with other people this Christ
所以当我们交通的时候我们盼望人能够看见基督
and the theme for this week is that knowing him
这一次我们交通的主题乃是认识他
It is to bring people to Christ
乃是把人带到基督面前
Not to bring people to us
不是把人带到我的面前
Not to bring people to a truth
不是把人带到一个真理的面前
Not to bring people to a teaching
也不是带到一个教训
Not to bring people even to an experience
甚至也不是把人带进一个经历
But to bring people to the Lord himself
而是把人带到主自己的
And that is very difficult
这个非常不容易
and we need the work of the cross
我们需要十字架的工作
in a very deep way
在一个很深的方式
you know, so as we look around the world
所以我们放眼看全世界
we have to admit
我们必须承认
there are very few truly ministering under the Lord himself
很少的真正是服侍主自己
many of us we have mixed motives
很多我们都是有掺杂的动机
so may the Lord deliver us
所以求主拯救
if the end is not for Christ to gain something then all is no value
如果我们的目的不是让基督有所得着这些是否都没有意义没有价值
so Barson share many wonderful principles many things we need to pay attention to
所以圣经中交通了许多宝贵的原则让我们来留意操练
but in the end is to magnify Christ
但是他的目的乃是高举基督
当下也高举基督 Christ himself is the word
因为基督自己就是道
that is for him to be expressed
让他能够被表达出
for people to see him
让人能够看见他
and to be called by him
并且被他抓住
and our brother also shared you know, can we open the platform just to anyone
我们弟兄们问了是不是我们可以向任何人开放这个讲台
Now it's not an opening or not opening
这个问题关键不在开不开放
The question is What are we here for?
问题的终结呢是我们在这里做什么
If the Lord has entrusted us with a very specific mission or for his testament
如果主把他自己的一个特殊的使命就是为他做见证托付给我
In one, we have to open our hearts to God
一面来说我们向所有的人要打开敞开我们的心
But on the other hand we have a God that which is precious to the world itself
但是另外一面我们要留意保守的就是我们的主自己
Because we want to jealously God that which is the world pure to him We don't want any mixture to come in
因为我们要非常细节的来保守向着主那个单纯的心而不是变成贪婪
so it is very difficult thing to balance
这个要我们平衡是非常不容易
how to open our hearts to all
怎么样把我们的心向所有的人敞开
and at the same time God what is the Lord
而同时我们又保守哪些是出于主的
so that which is not of the Lord cannot come in
那些不是出于主的就不能进
only what that which the Lord wants can have a part on the back of the Lord one can I?
唯有主所要的才有份
so, let me just share a very interesting thing you know when Richmond Fellowship in its younger days of spiritual development
让我交通一件很有趣的事情就是在 Richmond 的聚会在早期还很幼嫩的年日中
because for the con we talk about this on a few occasions
因为我和江继中在好几次就是这件事有交通
because I had the privilege of making a few long trips with him
因为我有几次呢有特权和江继中一起长途旅行
so we went abroad
所以我们到海外去
and then the Lord upon us just they do their best to minister the word of the saints
所以在当地的弟兄姊妹们他们就尽自己所能的向当地的弟兄姊妹进话语
but oftentimes they feel themselves they are very inadequate
但是许多时候他们感觉自己是不合适的
so the contention is like to minimize for himself
所以他们就受到一个试探我们能不能请某某人呢
you see, so we don't want to take our responsibility so we can invite for himself
我们看见当我们觉得自己不能负责任的时候，我们就想到说我们能请别人。
So that is an easy way out.
这是一个容易的解决办法。
Instead of looking to the Lord, we can actually look for somebody else to come and help.
我们不去仰望主，反而我们去寻找人的帮助。
And whenever they seek man's help, it brings some small confusion in the local fellowship.
什么时候我们寻求人的帮助，我们就把一些的迷惑混乱塞进了当地的聚会。
And so when Barakon returned, he had the proper bonuses to restore, to recover. He was back to
be. 每次当张弟兄回来以后，他就帮助弟兄姊妹来恢复，来重新得回他们所失去的。
So how to open our hearts to all the ministries, but how to guard that which is precious to Lord in our midst? That is a very difficult thing to balance.
所以我们怎么样向所有有心服事的人敞开我们的心，和我们怎样保守神所托付给我们的，这两件事中间的平衡是非常不容易
的。We need to be faithful first to the Lord.
但是首先我们必须要向着主中心。
Not what man's opinions were imposed on us, but what the Lord is entrusted to us.
不是人所加给我们的那些意念、意见，乃是主所托付给我们的使命是什
么。I think this is true.
我想我就交通一点。还有弟兄们可以帮给我们点帮助吗？
Anyone else?
好了，请不要客气。
中。
弟兄，交通一点。
其实是不应该来说什么。And I shouldn't have to say anything.叫班门弄斧。希望，不过神在里面有一点感动的话，But the Lord is moving with me， 所以我就愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通简单几句。
And so I'm willing to just briefly share some thoughts。
因为我是带着职业的传道人。
Because I also carry a secular career，
所以常常有弟兄姊妹问我一个问题。
And oftentimes, brothers and sisters will ask me this question.
你又不是牧师。
And you are not a pastor.
你又不是教会的工人。
And you are not a worker in the church.
你又没有念过神学院。
And you haven't been to a seminary.
为什么有人会请你讲道？
Why would anyone invite you to speak?
那下面一个问题就是。
And then the follow-on question is,
我想讲道，我有什么办法可以有机会讲道？
And if I want to preach,what would I do?
我常常跟这些弟兄姊妹交通。
And I often share with these brothers and sisters.
话语的侍奉。
Ministry of the Word.
如果我记得不错，应该是施主生说的。
And if I remember correctly, and this is probably from Spurgeon,
他说你要逃避话语的侍奉，好像逃避地狱的火。
And he said you need to run away from ministry, as if from hellfire.
除非是神托给你
，unless the Lord has committed this to you，
我们能不说就不说。
And if we can refrain from speaking, do that.
因为岂不知我们要受更重的审判
？Because do we not know that we will be judged at a higher standard？
那如果是神要你说
，Now if God wants you to speak，
你不需要去找机会的。
You don't need to look for opportunity。
神会看你。
The Lord will open doors for you.
神并且会给你负担。
And the Lord will also give you the burden.
最可怜的传道人。
And the most miserable preachers,
就是 they have to say something.
就是他们一定要说这些事情。
因为他们是传道人。
Because they are preachers.
神所要用的传道人。
The preachers that are used by the Lord.
是 they have something to say.
就是他们有一些要说的话。
不是他们自己的话
，not something of their own，
是神托付给他。
But God has committed the word to him。
第二点想跟弟兄姊妹交通的。
Second point I'd like to share with you，
话语的知识
，ministry of the word，
是一个非常充满着试探的一个服事。
It is a service filled with temptation。
我们的梦想
，our dream。
To be a great preacher of God，
就是成为神的一个伟大的传道人，
还是 to be a preacher of a great God，
或成为一个伟大的神的传道人。
人们因着我们的侍奉，
people because of our service，
是看见一个很会讲道的传道人呢？
Do they see a great preacher？
还是会看到一位伟大的神？
Or do they see a preacher of a great God？
这永远是用来衡量我们自己在话语侍奉上传道的一个标准。
Now this is a measuring stick of a minister。
人们是看见我们。
Do people see us？
还是人们看见我们的主？
Or do people see the Lord？
第三点主放在我心上，想跟弟兄姊妹交通的。
The third point is laid on my heart。
我们给人的是什么呢？
What is it that we give to people？
我们给人的是教训道理。
Do we give them teachings and doctrines？
还是我们把我们里面的基督给别人？
Or do we impart the Christ within us to others？
很多讲道的人，
many preachers，
包括我自己在里面，
myself included，
常常有一个极大的危险，
face this crisis，
是我们所说的
danger， that is what we say，
跟我们所是的
and what we are
有很大的差距，
and a great distance。
所以我们可以说很好听的话，
So yes we can say something that's good，
但是很少人会因着我们的生命被改变。
But people are not influenced by us。
有一个很大的教会，
Now, there is this great church，
他们在神面前寻求了多年，
And they sought before the Lord for many years，
希望神给他们一个好的传道人，
That the Lord will bring a good preacher to them。
后来神真的给了他们一个很好的传道人。
And later the Lord did bring a good preacher。
另外一个教会的弟兄姊妹，
brothers from another church，
就问他们，
and ask them，
听说你们来了一个新的传道人。
And we hear that there's a new preacher in town。
听说你们非常的喜欢他。
And hear that you guys like him a great deal。
听说你们教会因着他来以后大大的复兴。
And we hear that he brought about a great revival。
他的弟兄姊妹爱主。
Many brothers and sisters is a servant for the Lord。
到底他好在哪里？
What is so good about him？
他到底在讲什么东西？
What is it that they talk about？
这个教会的地方里面就说，
And the brothers and sisters of this church say，
他告诉我们说神爱了。
And he told us that God loved us。
他告诉我们说耶稣基督是主。
And he told us thatJesus is the Lord。
告诉我们耶稣基督为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
And he told us that Lord Jesus died on the cross for us。
三天以后从死里复活。
And then 3 days later rose from the dead。
那个听的人就一直在抓头。
And the person listening to this was scratching his head。
他说不是每一个传道人都会讲这些道吗？
And he asked, don't every preacher say those things？
那个教会的弟兄肯定说。
And the brother and sister said，
但是很少有传道人在讲的时候是流着眼泪讲的。
But very few speak these messages with tears in his
eyes。他说他真的爱主。
And you can see his love for the Lord。
他也真的爱我。
And you can see, you can sense his love for us。
所以神可以用着他。
And that's why the Lord can use him。
在我们中间带下极大的祝福。
And brought much blessing to our church。
我常常在主面前审查我自己。
And I often judge myself before the Lord。
我爱主有多少？
And how much do I love the Lord？
我常常在主面前审查我自己。
And I often judge myself。
我有多少爱我自己的弟兄姊
妹？ And how much do I love my brothers and sisters？
我愿意为他们舍命吗？
Am I willing to lay down my life for them？
如果我不愿意为他们舍命，
If I am unwilling，
我根本不配向他们讲道，
Then I am not worthy to speak。
相信这个孙弟兄，
And I trust that through our brother son，
我们学到了很多宝贵的重点。
And we've learned many precious
principles. 但人生祝福我们每个人。May the Lord bless each one of us. 都成为他手中贵重的器皿, so that we can all become useful as a precious presence.
我们感谢你在主话语出口的上面给我们的许多宝贵的教导，非常宝贵的提醒，让我们在这里的弟兄姊妹都是渴慕能够做你的出口，为我们的主耶稣基督在教会中供应造就弟兄姊妹，让我们在这里修理实在感动我们的心。 我们首先在你面前，成为你何用的器皿，是吧？愿你的圣灵在我们里面中上工，让我们不是有说话的欲望，实在愿意听主的话，到我们的心里做你的出口。愿主可以使用我们，让我们做忠心的话语之士。我们知道我们实在不配，我们知道这些事情的学习，到如今。 仍然像婴孩一样，还是感谢主，你实在是蛮有恩典和怜悯，你总是耐心地来教导我，不轻弃我，我们说求你，就是带领我们每一个亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为着基督身体的建立，让我们能够在你的手中做何用的器皿，愿我们真实地把基督服侍到众人心中，让人看见我们所侍奉的神。
实在是一位伟大的主，我们的兄弟祝福各地的教会，诸多的有弟兄姊妹被你兴起，能够来做你合适的器皿，是吧？愿你的话能够快快的掀开，愿你给我们得着启示、智慧、口才，能够发表你的话语。谢谢，祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
我们感谢赞美我们的主，我们实在承认，对于做出口，我们所能领会、所能认识的，还是非常的肤浅，是吧？因为我教导的这一点简单的原则，圣灵在我们里面做更深更广的开启，以至于主能够让我们完全明白。 我们怎样能够成为你的出口？我们在今天这个混乱黑暗的时代中，我们实在感觉你的言语被许许多多愚昧无知和许多有害的事物所混乱。我们心何等渴望能听见你自己的声音！主啊，今天虽然各处都有许多的人在那里，好像为你说话，亲爱的主，但是好像。 不多听见，是的，我们求你怜悯我们，救我们脱离这个可怕的时代，救我们脱离这个混乱的时代，亲爱的主耶稣，让我们求你因着你自己的恩典怜悯，主你来约束我们，让我们的口不轻易的说话。 也像我们的口真是能奉献为了主的自己。希望的主耶稣，我们真是把握在今天在这样一种混乱的情况中，还能继续多多弟兄姊妹被主兴起，像我们在旧约时代中他那些黑暗的时期中的兴起的先知们一样，他们真是成为神的代言人，我能够在那些时代中间让神的百姓能听见神的声音。亲爱的主，这个幕后的时代，主教会都需要听见你的声音，都需要有真理能够从讲台中被释放出来，我们有光被释放出来。亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢对吧，虽然我们极其的软弱，我们算不得什么，但是主也创造我们，让我们有的时候在某些场合里学习来进行说话。我们的求主让我们在说话的时候，主啊，你在圣经中所启示的许多的原则，都在我们里面成为引导，能保守我们活在你的跟前。主啊，不叫我们用愚昧的话设一个旨意按内中毒。亲爱的主，求你叫我们都是被分别在你的手中，能跟他成为合用的器皿。亲爱的主，我们感谢你，谢谢主在这几个下午能够与我们同在。我们最后把深处的敬拜感谢都归给你，听我们的祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
阿门。